All right. Well, no. Okay, Adam. You, dude, let me give you the floor, man, because you, my man, got to check out Black Panther number one. Lay some comics on us, my friend.
Well, this is the one comic in recent memory that I've actually wanted to really get out and grab this book. And then I think
this is the one that quelled the hatred.
Well, I have no experience with Black Panther, really. This is the first Black Panther book I bought really? And actually paid attention to. Yeah, and so I mean,
wait, as many times as I've hosted this show in that Black Panther onesie, you're gonna tell me you have no experience?
I mean, I've noticed it. But
I mean, I came this close to buying it, so I'm really glad that you actually did. So break it down. So
I kind of wanted. I kind of wanted to check it out after Secret Wars. Like it ended really
exactly.
heavily. I'm like, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Don't tell me because I don't read. I got the Civil Wars Black Panther, but I ain't finished reading it yet.
Right,
so,
right.
So I kind of came in blind. You know what I mean? So I think you know this book is sold out all over the country, and mm-hmm. it took me like a week to get it. You know what I mean? I had to wait for them to get restocked at the you know. At New England Comics over in Brookline is where I had a guy hold a copy for
quick
me.
Quick plug.
And this is, of course, because, you know, Ta-Nehisi Coates has authored this book, and it's kind of a big deal. You know, it's not very often that, you know, comic books or really any sort of publication can get a National Book Award winner to, you know, to write some funny pages for them. And this is obviously written by Ta-Nehisi Coates, who did win the book award, and book Between the World and Me is fantastic. You know what I mean?
It's
and just so it's like that kind of brings people, gets people's attention. It's kind of a big splash. The guy's written for The Atlantic, writes about politics.
Yeah, he's still a national correspondent for Atlantic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So dropping him into this world, you know what I mean? And to have him kind of learn on the fly, and that's what you're seeing with this book. And this kind of drops you right into Wakanda. And this is. It's like I said, being blind, I didn't really understand everything, but starting in the middle is kind of fun as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, this, like I said, it drops right into Wakanda, and there's like this uprising in this city, and they're kind of like turning on the Panther, their leader, T'Challa. And this is a city with its most technologically advanced city, and the way he kind of writes it, because being a part of the Avengers, you know, going fighting, you know, things all over the world, mm-hmm. and he's supposed to be, you know, the leader of this city in this country, and it's kind of like never there, and then you're kind of starting to get that's kind of not sat well with the people, and there's someone else has infiltrated this city now, and then there's uproar, and they're killing their own people, and it's kind of this whole big kind of civil war amongst this amongst Wakandan people.
Yeah, that's
and
been a long
so
time coming. I'm happy to see he approached this, because I was afraid.
Well, it's interesting when you think of a city this advanced, you know what I mean? And for this universe, it's like it kind of has one ruler. It seems like kind of an antiquated notion in itself.
No. Keep in mind, like, that's been one of the main tenets of, or at least in the Marvel Universe, of why Wakanda's been able to prosper, because they've stuck to the system versus in the comics, they look at the, like, English monarchy, where it's like you have the queen, who's just, like, antiquated figurehead, and then the actual country is run by like 75 other dukes and duchesses and so and so that are just around. Wakanda is presented as being run by the Panther. Is the end all be. He's the first say and the last say. It's not like ruling by committee. He's the set decision. The only other nation in the Marvel Universe that's run like that is Namor's kingdom.
Yeah,
and that's
sense.
That's one of the big things.
And Lactavia.
That, yep. Well, not very. Yeah, but that's different. That's a hard dictatorship. You know, the Atlanteans actually like Namor. The Wakandans actually like T'Challa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of the huge things they did is when they had Namor destroy Wakanda. It was like the one solid nation versus the other. What spoiler?
That's
not this book. That's
I know. I'm way behind. Go
ahead. Yeah, but that's like two, 3 years.
I know, brother. I'm behind. You didn't know. That's me.
My bad. But Adam, basically, what I'm getting at is that's been one of the main tenets of Wakanda's current situation. And dude, I'm happy he's breaching that, because
it's bringing it to light where this is like maybe not going to work, you know what I mean? And then you know he's getting advice from the people that are around him as well. It's just like he needs to go and you know and seek out this person that's kind of like led these people to believe like there's rage there. It's like there needs to be an uprising. This isn't working, you know, for the best of the people. So it's like these two sides, but it's like you have to be the warrior. But you have to be the intelligence behind the warrior as well. And so it's kind of like, you know, as you see, it's kind of going to lead into this whole, like, a thing where he's got to do some soul searching and like what is best for his people, I think. And so it looks great. Brian Stelfreeze illustrated this thing, and this is it's really good. They keep the, you know, the Panther with that sleek look, you know what I mean? They don't have like the cape as you've seen him in past Renick issues as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, one solid question about this: are they trying to force a movie tie-in, or is this?
I don't think so. And reading interviews with that Coates has done, he's doesn't have anything to do with the new movie. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're making a big push for the Black Panther. You know, he's going to be in the new Avengers, and he's going to have his own solo movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so
he's, yeah, I think what he's
Booty-O's
yeah,
too.
Booty-O's too. He's, so he's got this whole idea that, well, Coates has said, I don't need to be part of that. It's in good hands. All I'm going to do is work on this book. This is his first book. I don't think they're going to dump that much on his plate for a guy who's never really written. I mean, he could be, you know, a National Book Award winner. He could win the damn Pulitzer. I mean, he didn't win it today, but
right.
But you still don't know comics. And his whole thing is like, if it's not good, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I've done before. If it's, the book is not good, and it but to me, it is.
Okay.
And I am interested in issue two. I'm going to, you know, keep following this thing because it's well done, and I'm interested to see how he's going to progress as a comics writer. I mean, when I'm used to reading him talk about, you know, politics and things.
So this earns your proper seal of approval?
Absolutely. Just on a curiosity standpoint, whether or not I think this first book was absolutely outstanding, it was good, but I'm more interested to see where it's going to go and see where he's going to go personally as a writer.
Cool.
Nice. I got one question. Was Reggie Hudlin involved at all with this, or was this just Coates run with this?
Yeah.
I trust that you're not going to ruin Panther for me.
Yeah. Nice. I think it was that, and I think they gave him Stelfreeze, who's got, you know, 25 years out there. They're like kind of like, oh, I'll show him the ropes. But nice. I think his style, I guess, is a lot different. He's really hands-on. He sends a lot of notes, you know what I mean, everything I've read. And it's just kind of fascinating to see people switch to doing like really different stuff. And so, yeah, I'm definitely interested. It's kind of fascinating to me.
That's
so
awesome.
Awesome, man. So Black Panther number one, check
number
it out.
Number one, yeah. The second one, May 6th.
Nahisi Coates. All right. All right, well, okay. No, I'm
truth.